All right, Queen. Hello, hello. Hello from Italy. It's buongiorno from Italy. It's a glorious morning here. The mist is settling into the valley. If you want to see some of the video I took, check it out on my Insta stories today. And I am so excited about today's episode. I think I probably say that a lot, but today I have some very exciting news for you. I passed my test that I have been taking, and the big reveal of the test is I passed my realtor license exam. Yes, that is right. I am headed in a whole new direction. So all my women in real estate, I want you to DM me right now. I want to know who you are around the world because I've got some really great stuff coming your way. If you have anything to do with the real estate industry, or know anyone who does, want you to follow me on Instagram and DM me because I want to know who you are and we are going to be in great, great conversation and connection. Alrighty, this podcast episode is sponsored by Divine Direction Events happening in Italy in October, Chicago in November, and Miami in December. Go to divineliving.com/direction so that you can get yourself a ticket and get in the room if you are looking for a whole new inspired direction for your life. These events, you do not walk out the same person 2 days later. So if you could really use a confidence boost, if you could really use some clarity on what it is you're doing with your life, if you could really use a high vibe community of incredibly smart, successful women to surround yourself with, definitely get yourself a ticket before time runs out. So you can click on the link in the show notes or go to divineliving.com/direction.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
So this may have come as a bit of a surprise to you. It certainly did for me. When I was presented with this opportunity that I will be sharing more in the weeks and months to come about what exactly I'm going to be doing with real estate. Oh my goodness, if you listened to yesterday's episode, oh my gosh, God is so good. Pause, please. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, please go do so because there's going to be a spoiler alert happening right now. So I have been in my room, my little podcast office room, aka closet that I use the second bedroom for the past 2.5 hours packing in and out and in and out and in and out, packing up and downstairs, the whole thing. And I've been tiptoeing around because I wanted to make sure in my busyness that if the ladybug was still here, that I didn't step on her. And so I've been like, tiptoeing, 2.5 hours, in and out, in and out, in and out. I'm finally packed. Glenn's getting ready now. And I sat down to do this podcast and she just appeared. Oh, little red munchkin just reminding me to remind you that infinite possibilities exist, that your greatest desires are absolutely happening and keep the faith and do not give up. Okay, so back to, I didn't see the real estate thing coming my way either. And when this opportunity that I will be sharing more in time to come came to me, it was just an instant yes. Now, I don't know if you all know about human design, but I am a gut instinct generator in human design. And so it's like when I get that gut instinct, yes or no, I go with it. And I was like, it didn't make any sense. I'd never in my life thought about doing anything with real estate, except sometimes I would like play around with dreaming about owning like a Divine Living hotel or something. And anyways, there's just an incredible, incredible community of women who have invited me to do some good work with them. And I had to be a licensed real estate professional to be able to join. So I have been studying and took the test and passed. And so this is going to be an expanded I don't know, offering, shall we say, here at Divine Living. So I definitely want to know who all of my women in real estate are that are following me. And like I said, if you have a friend, a sister, a mother, a client who's in real estate, I am going to be doing all kinds of awesome, awesome things for this community. So make sure that they are following me on Instagram and DM me so I know who they are so I can get the right information to them. And don't worry, the rest of you that aren't in real estate, I will still be bringing to you all things spiritual, women's empowerment, divine living goodness. And the reason why I wanted to share this today is because coming out of the pandemic, I don't know a woman who isn't reconsidering her life and asking what else is possible. And I just don't want to keep doing things in the same way, whether it's your relationship or your health and fitness or your career or your money dynamics or your social circle or your parenting style. And so just keeping in mind that whether you have a business that you love, dream even bigger with it. Like, what else, what outside of the box element could you bring that would just be an exquisite expression of you, that would just bring you so much expanded joy, contribution, money, creativity? You know, if you've been in a service industry or a service-based business, maybe you want to add like a tangible product. Maybe you've been thinking about that forever and talking about it forever, and maybe now is the time to actually take action on it. For me, the expanded element I got really excited about was being with this community of women and getting involved with real estate. You know, I was just looking for something in addition to what I have. You know, I've closed down the things that it was time for me to complete with the nuts and bolts business coaching. I'm expanding into the spiritual work and the mindset pieces and the transformational pieces that are really my sweet spot and superpower. I thought I had to do business coaching to kind of fit that in. And then I just was like, no, why don't I just be me? Why don't I just do transformation in the way that I love doing it and know how to do it? And that's why I've got these really intimate, exclusive Divine Direction events. That's what I've been sharing in the podcast. That's why I have the Q Club. If you aren't a member of the Q Club, definitely check that out. We'll put a link in the show notes for a dollar trial, so you can just check out all the goodness there for a dollar. And now getting into real estate. So I know that there's something else that you've been thinking about. Is it entertainment? Is it music? Is it performing? Is it working less even and just taking more time to live? Is it, you know, adding candles and journals and pens to your line? If you're in a different kind of industry, you know, maybe you've thought about sharing consulting or coaching services, but, you know, you're so used to like just giving your brilliance away for free. You know, maybe it is time to start charging and add that element to your business offering. Whatever it is, I just know that as the world continues to open up and evolve, you get to open up and evolve. And that means we all get to dream more, and we all get to play bigger, and we all get to be the bigger expression. That I think the only reason we really get depressed or overwhelmed or anxious is because we're not allowing enough goodness into our life, enough joy, enough living on our own terms. We're not giving ourselves enough self-permission, and we're like looking to all these other people to give it to us, or making life so much more complicated than it needs to be. I was laughing. I got a Voxer from a client or former client. We stay in touch. And someone, I'm not going to mention names in case you're listening. And one of her clients was like, I have Gina's event on my vision board. I really want to go to one of those Divine Direction events. Like, how, help me manifest it. How can I manifest it? And she goes, take your credit card out and purchase a ticket. And the woman's like, right. Right. And she went yesterday and purchased a ticket. So I think like this stuff that we tell ourselves that we have to wait a long time, or we can't, or just like this causes stress, that causes anxiety. If you're sitting there like, how can I get a ticket? How can I get a ticket? How can I manifest this? And like you're asking these questions when for this woman in that particular instance, she already had the means to do it. She just needed the self-permission. And when we're not really there for ourselves and allowing our greatness, our brilliance, our expansion, our goodness, our abundance, our prosperity, our talents to be flowing naturally, when we cut ourselves off, when we tell ourselves we're not good enough, when we say that we can't, when we say it's not going to happen, that's what leads us to depression, the anxiety, the overwhelm, the funk, the not great feelings. And so today, let's get all of us, let's get ourselves into that great feeling place. And I have a feeling that it's something about expansion for you. Is it time for you to move into a bigger place to live or a different part of town or a different state or a different country? I have so many friends that are moving right now. You know, I'm looking for this farmhouse here. I just know that the work that I do, my podcast, I love this podcast and I love you for showing up and it brings me such joy. I love my Q Club. I love doing my live events. And these are all things that I love doing and I'm in a groove with them. It's not really my largest form of expansion, shall we say. Their joy, I have a lot of experience with them. I love doing them. I'm glad that they're a contribution in people's lives. But I can feel with this real estate piece. Well, I just know even studying for the test, hello, sister. I was never an epic test taker of any form. And just getting my brain to work and think and analyze in a way that I haven't done in a really long time, like it felt good. And I don't know all of what's to come with this real estate path. I've got a few ideas. But it's new. It's like I get to be the student again. I get to be the beginner. I get to be the person who doesn't have 20 years of experience in this particular category. And it feels fresh. The group of people, the new group of people, I'm so excited to be around. So I really want that for you. Whatever is going to feel fresh, expansive, new, a little bit challenging, but in a good way, not in that challenging, like, oh, I got to get through this drudgery, do all the stuff I hate kind of way. Like, ooh, like what else is possible? So my love, today's episode is short and sweet. That's my message for you. So I'm not going to drag anything on. I am going to say that I am about to go get into the car and drive. I think it's about 2.5-3 hours from the part of Piedmont that I'm in to where the events I'm hosting, my La Dolce Vita retreat and then the Divine Direction event. It's up on Lago Maggiore, and I know it's going to be a beautiful ride. So definitely follow me on Instagram. I'll share with you all the behind the scenes. I've never been to this part of Italy. I mean, I've been close. I've been to other lakes, but I've never been to Lago Maggiore. So I'm really, really excited to go meet up with my super ideal clients there and spend some time with Glenn and just be in a different part of this region. So do something fresh, new, exciting for yourself today. Yes, give yourself permission. Permission granted, because not because I said so, because you gave yourself permission. And please, please, please forward this episode to any woman, group, anything that you know in real estate. I'm really looking forward to expanding our Divine Living community with this other community. And I want to know who is involved with real estate or who do you know? So have them listen to this episode, DM me on Instagram, connect, and lots, so much goodness to come. Mwah. Oh my goodness, how much did you love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.